ויען דף עין בייס עמד בייס Let us again start from the beginning of the Gemara. We had a memory of Rameya, that Rameya said that Abosar Maga Nevela Divrei Rameya, that Shochet Es Imai Vacha Kachotcha Abosar Maga Nevela. So the Uber is Tomei, it's original Tomei because it touched a Nevela. So the Gemara asks, Amai Tumes Beis Astorimi, the mokim hanigiyim that the aver touches the yuber is a beis hastorim, it's not megule, but tumas beis hastorim lay metame. Tumas beis hastorim is not metame. Is lay me rab meir le time, maybe we'll say rab meir le shitose. This nan. We learned a mishne shloisha al shloisha. If you have a baguette or a piece of material that is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim shenechlak, is toyer min a medres, so it's toyer from tumas medres because it's not droy for medres anymore. Avol tomei mage medres, but the two chalokim a tomei mage medres, the minimum shear of orik to be mekabel tume, is 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. So memele. So we assume that it was mekabel tumas medres. That means that divrei Rameya holds that the beged when it was tomei tumas medres, so is mekabel each chelik is mekabel from the other chelik tumas medres. So it's a mage medres. Is each chelik had a tumas medres, so that what is touching it, or it's touching itself, is called a maga medres. And the maga medres, you don't need a shear of shloisha tvachim, as long as it has a shear of gimel etzbois, it's also good. Divrei Rameya, that's what Rameya holds. So memele, so we see Rameya holds that there's no problem of a tumas beis hastorim. Let us see Rashi. Amai boser uber tomei, v'loi noga ha'eva b'boser, the whole negi of the eva of the boser was ela yidei chiburoi. That's what the eva is mechuba to the boser. Oisa maga chibur, this maga, that one is mechuba to the other, beis ha'storim u'shein enir. V'tumas beis ha'storim kaim lo b'meseches nide, the loim metamye. Leimer amele tamei, the islei tumas beis hastorim metamye, shloisha tvochim beged sheroi lemidres, vohoyo medres azov, shehu avatume, medres azov is an avatume kedachsi v'chala sheyiga b'mishkove, shenechlak, and now it was divided, ve'ein eroi oid lemedres, it's not roi oid to have tumas medres, because it's not roi lemedres, aber royu le shar tumes the kaimlon show shall's boys how shall is khazil anim bol la shirim ba kaponem it has a teres beget for anim so it's mekabel it's mekabel maga medres is toim in a medres le metame odam be kaylem aber toim in maga medres tumes anege be medres yeshloi va havi rishin le tumes. So it's a rishon l'tumination, nogu zebo ze, that each chelik touched the chelik next to it. Bo'idam mechoborim sh'ayu medres, when it had a tumas medres. So l'chayra will say, rameyer l'taymei. Let's go further in the Gemara. V'sanya omar Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yosi tainet and rameyer. Chibi eze medres noga ze. Where was there negiya that the chalokim is tamei maga medres, was no negiya that of maga medres, the negiya of a beis hastorim is not called a negiya. Elo, Rabbi Yosi said, it's true that it could be that this shloisha al shloisha could have on it a tume of maga zov. Elo shim noga boi zov. Let us say, if the Zov that stepped on it was barefoot. So Memele, so when he stepped on this beged, so there were two sibis of Kabbalah's tumme. Number one, it's a tumme's medres, and number two, it's a magazov. So it's tumme's medres, it becomes an avatumme. Als magazov, it becomes a rishin l'tumme. And now, if he divides it, so even though the tumas medres cannot continue because it's not royle medres, but the tumas magazov will remain. Rabbi Yossi says that I agree. If there was a magazov, so then if there was nechlak, it'll still be a rishin l'tumas magazov. Kibi eizem medres nagazeh, elim shi nagaboy zov, shi tome magazov. So it'll come out l'chayre that our Mishnah is only going according to, it's only going according to Rameya. So the Gemara says no. Lavit marala oma ule. Ule said that the whole machloik is between Rabbi Yossi and Rameir is leishanu elo shloisha al shloisha shenechlak. If you have a beged that was shloisha al shloisha, so the only oifen it could be mekabel tume from when it has a teiret medres is before it's nechlak, because the minute it's nechlak, it loses the tumes medres. So it only can mekabel tume before the nechlak. Before the nechlak, it's a tumes beis astorim. Aval sholish al sholish abois mi beged godu bishas prishos and meyavim mekablis tume meyavim. But what if you have a large beged and you tear off from this large beged which was tume tumis medras, and you tear off from this large beged a small chaticha of sholish al sholish as boys. So the rest of the beged is still has a tumas medres on it. And when you tear off the sholish al sholish, so it is impossible when you tear it that there should not be a negiye from the sholish al sholish to the beged godel. So in the process of tearing off, so it becomes ois beis hastorim, and also at the same time, it becomes... Also, at the same time, it's mekabel tume. Bishas prishosel meyaviyem. So, in the time when it's poirish meyaviyem, mekabel is tume meyaviyem. Onami bishas prishosel meyaver mekabel tume meyaver. So, the same thing when the uber becomes nifrash from the aver. So, al kochoch there has to be a negiye. Bishas the prisha, so fakel, so that is metame, then bishas prisha, the eiver is metame, the uber. So we do not have to say that a mayor the time. Let us see Rashi. Chibi eize medres nogaze, Rabbi Yossi tainet ad ramei, miachesh and echlak, after it divided, Shrei maga chaveiroi eine maga lefishu beis hastor. That what it was, when it was connected, so there was no maga whatsoever, that's a maga beis hastor. Elo im yesh loimer shi yesh klum tume mishiyeres olo. The only way you could say that he had a beged shloisha tvochim al shloisha tvochim, and he was mechalikit, and it's still tomei, lav mishum magamedres, the tume will not be because of magamedres. Elo, shim noga boyazov beragloi orum kshedores olo. It could be that after you were mechalik, the beged shloisha tvochim al shloisha tvochim, and it's now which, and it should, each chelik should still be tomei, that is, if the zov was negeya on this beged, beragloi orum, when he touched it with his foot, kshedores olo, when he stepped on it, so we have over here two sibis to be metam with the beged. One sibe tumes medres, and another sibe tumes mage, mage azov. Or it could be he was first teiris, and there was no mage azov. It was only medres azov. And later he stepped on it. Ilache shedor solov, he touched it. Vahava olov shnei tumes. Now, so this beged had on itself two tumes. Tumis medres shei ova tume, v'tumis maga shei rishayne. It contains in itself both of these tumis. It's an ova and a rishayne. Bein elu letami oichlo namashken. So then v'nechlak, now it got divided, is toir mitumis medres. Now it is not anymore an ova tume, bein oi ova tume oid, because it's not roila medres. Avotomei maga hazov, but it's tomei maga hazov, calls man shaloi toval, till he'll be toivlet, no, the toivlet, so then tvila will help. V'nifchas tachsach means oi nifchas mi gimelet's voice, or you'll cut it into a piece that's smaller than gimelet's voice, it doesn't have a sheer beged, so then also will become toil the gamri. He says, Rabbi Yossi said, this concept that Rabbi Meir had said, that after the chalukah, it's still a rishin letume, that is only if there was a magazov. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yossi also. Because Ula said, leishonu de nechlak Rabbi Yossi al rameya al mishloisha al shloisha shenechlak. You can't say, that is true. Ula said to Yisrael, if you're tearing a beged, so bishas, the hafrode, bishas, one is perish from the other, al kochach, one is touching another. Kiblu tumas magez emizeh. So there you can't say for shloisha or shloishas, even though it's touching, but there can't be a tumas mage. Shrei bishas pri shosam lo yesh bo zekede letame beged, lo yezekede letame beged. Because bishas it's perish, so you don't have anything that has a tumas medris on it anymore. Shrei ein behem shir ova tumas. So there, Take, Rabbi Yossi was choylik, and Rabbi Meir, Avol Gimelet's voice, Aboy mi beged godum. Shoye tomei medres. Gimelet's voice, Aboy mi beged godum, shoye tomei medres. Vachotchu mi menu sholish etz bois. Tahoy rach haticha ktana min ha-medres. So the small haticha is toyev tumis medres, ein bo kishir. Doesn't have a shir medres. Ay a maga medres, apel a Rabbi Yossi. Da omar ein maga achiba maga, even though Rabbi Yossi said that what it was touching itself for the next chaylik, it doesn't have a teres maga, the beis ha-storimi. Hochamoyde mishum de bishas prishos ein me'ovid. Here, when the small chalik was perished from the large beged, there it's impossible that it shouldn't touch. If you take one for the other, the zicha negiyah, b'shas prisha, ain't a beis astorim, then it's not a beis astorim. Mekabel tume meyoviv, then it's mekabel tume meyoviv, sheyesh b'yishir avatume, because the rest of the beged is more than three tvachim and three tvachim, says Hashir Avatume. So Mamela Vachigabas Misnisanami after Rabbi Yossi Moidem the Magoi Maga Mishum Shas Prishe Kshechoitecha Eva Minauba. So there Bibishas the Prishe Kshechoitecha Eva Minauba, the Eva will be Metame the Uber. Abochonon is a kasha, and Chayr Lusik, Chattais, who says it's a similar kasha, but let us mention Abachanan's kasha. Abachanan asked a kasha, Ula was machadish, that when you tear a beged, it is impossible that one side shouldn't touch the other side. So Mamela, so if you tore a shalish from a beged godel, the shalish is makabel, is magamedos. So Abachanan asks, when you have a beged shloisha al shloisha, so there it says it, it's torn, it's not a medras, it's not a magamedos. So Abachanan asks, when you start tearing, I have a beged that shloisha tvochim al shloisha tvochim, and I'll tear a mashu. Now, let's be done now on this beged, this yitur amashu from it. Is it still metametumis medris, because it has a slight tear? Yes or no? So if we will say yes, so he still has tumis medris, and I tore a little bit, and b'shas I tear, so one mashu, one side is touching the other side, it's gewaldig. So why is Rabbi Yossi chaylik and Rameya? Why is Rabbi Yossi chaylik and Rameya by a beggar that shloisha tvorchem a shloisha tvorchem? You start tailing a little bit, so it's still lechayre mekabel tumis medris. Still mekabel tumis medris, and one is touching the other. Now, you started cutting it. So this nickel that I cut is l'chayr is not beis hastorim. Sure, shloisha, it's shloisha. Oh, so the shayla is if this small rift makes it ois shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim. Shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim means it has to be a sholem. Or with a small rip, it's also called oish loish al shloish. Now, if you'll say that it's oish shloish al shloish, no, okay, that'll be a tenet. So it's oish loish al shloish tvoch. So memele. So then we have a tenet, but which is ashtikul chiddush to say that it's not roil medras anymore because there's a slight rip in the beged. That is the Kolchidish. Now, so Lamaisim, he has a kash on this, which I don't begin to understand. First, he wants to say maybe it doesn't have a din of Shloisha Tvachim, of Shloisha Tvachim, by a small rib. Then he says, Im Kain Amayla Rameya Tomei. And that I don't begin to understand. A mayor, it's tummy because it was makabel tummy before the rib. Then there was a magabesa storm, according to Rav Meir. I don't understand what he says. Then he says a second teretz, which is dachsim a moiridik chiddush. He says, kol zman that roiv of the beged is mechuber, so the me it has a din of a besa storm. Good, Freud is Mechubas, that's called Tumas Medras, but here's a din of a beis hastorim, that's a gewalde kechidish, Okay, so the Baal, we can remain with this ha'ore. We'll see Taisvis later. But the Hor is Lachera a Gewaldike Ha'ore. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Toher Mina Medris. The Meir said, Shloisha or Shloisha Shenechlek, Toher Mina Medris. So Taisvis says, Mitchilek Shenitma Medris, when it was Mekabel Tumis Medris, so Taisus has a problem. L'chayre. Let's speak Oisemainik the problem. Then we'll see in the Beit Taisus. Taisus has a murdika problem. you have a beged that's shloisha tvachim or shloisha tvachim, and lechere a zov stood on it. So let's clear a shayla. Was the zov wearing shoes or not wearing shoes? If the zov was not wearing shoes, so then the it became maga medras also. So there's a problem. So we'll say the zov was wearing shoes. So this is a problem. So the shoes are also tamei medras. So the beged is a maga medras. So what's Rav Yossi's problem? We have to figure out what happened over here. We have a zov that stood on a beged. That's l'chayre the case. So he stood on a beged. Either he was wearing shoes or he wasn't wearing shoes. If he was wearing shoes, so the shoes were mekabel also to mesmedris. So the beged is maga medris. It's maga medris. If he wasn't wearing shoes, so it's maga zov. So the beged, forget about Tumas Beis Astorim, the beged is a rishin letume out smage zov or smage medres. It either was touching his feet or touching his shoes. So it's either, if it's touching the shoes, it's smage medres. It's touching his feet, it's smage zov. So it's a rishin letume. So why, so when you cut it, so each chaylik should be tume out smage, either smage zov or smage medres. That's Taisu's problem. So in order to solve this problem, so Tosfos says, Tzarech loyma, do yesham pshute kli eitz mafsik bein ragloi lebeged. It's talking about that there was a pshute kli eitz, and pshute kli eitz is not mekabel tumis medris. Pshute kli eitz, is not mekabel tumis, that's okay what Tosfos means. A kliyeitz is only mekabel tumah, there's a base kibble, but pshute kliyeitz is not mekabel tumas medris. So memele is gewaltig, that's the story. So there was a beged, there was, let's say, a small beged on the floor. There was a board over the beged. Now he stood on the board. He could be barefoot. He could, but, The only tumah on the beged is tumas medras, because his weight is on the beged. But there was no maga over here, because there's a board that's separating between his feet, or the shoes, and the beged. So mamela, that's the case. Mamela, so here, it didn't become maga medras when it became tumas medras. So that's the machlikas, Rabbi Yossi and Rameya. The Rishash asks here, Amoyre de Kehore, he says he doesn't understand Tosfos. He brings that din, that Pshute Kleyeitz is not Mekabel Tumah, that it's, he brings the Gemara B'chayos, that Tavke V'Stad Oymed for Medras. But if you have a board that's Oymed to lie on, to stand on, so then it's Mekabel Tumah's Medras, even though Pshute Kleyeitz. So he says like this. So what is Tosfos speaking about? If this board is oimet for medres, so it's mekabel tumas medres. So say, no, it's speaking about that the board is not oimet le medres. Fine. So it's not oimet le medres. So he says, if it's not oimet le medres, it's afilu a kli eit sheyesh by kibble, is also not mekabel tumas medres. The halacha is that a keli is only mekabel tumas medres if it's oimet le medres. If you say, Amoid v'nasim alachtein, you say, Anshudik, you can't sit here, you can't stand at it. I need it, has its own shimush, so then it's not mekabel tumas medras. So the Rishash is a problem with Tosfos. Now Tosfos says, and speaking about pshuti kliyeitz, he has gemonim shechem, it's not oimed le medras, so afilu a kliyeitz sheyesh by beis kibul is also not mekabel tumas medras. And if it's not oimed le medras, and if it is oimed le medras, a pshuti kliyeitz is also mekabel tumas medras. Okay. That's a zayt akor. But al kaponim, the Tosfos is coming to tell us that it is speaking about that, there was no maga medres, or no maga zov, and that's why we have a machlokes. the ancient pshute kliyets lahav a poleg rabbi yosi da poleg medres umagazov biyachad imoye yachad. If he was barefoot, some mehu there was a magazov. So after the chaluk it's still tamei out magazov. Oy medres umage medres imoye nol. He was wearing a shoe. Some mehilis of the beged was makabel tumas medres a mage medres. So that will see the next thesis. I think others are Ma'ore and Rashi. When Rashi said Pshat in Rabbi Yosi, that the Eze Medres Nogeze Ma'achesh and Nechlak Elishim Noga by Hazov. The Ragloi Orum, Shadoras Olov. So Rashi, why is it Davke Ragloi Orum? Why wasn't Rashi Nochis that, I mean, if he touched it with his shoes, it's also, I mean, why the Rashi, why Rashi just mentions it's Otome only, the Ragloi Orum, Shadoras Olov. Okay, let's see further the next Isvis. Eloshim Noga by Hazov. Rabbi Yossi says the only time it will be Magen Medres if the Zav touched it. Zoktaisves Shenoga boy Mikame Medres Airi. It will only become Tomei Magen Medres, Magen Zav, if before it became Tomei Medres. Shenoga boy mikame medres ayri, oi she yochav doras, or he stepped on it when he was barefoot, tavle medres umaga hazov bepasachas. That's the only way you could have these two tumis. Ve'ile besoiv, loy oso mage dikil v'chayil a medres achomo. Now, Tosfos is going to speak about a concept of Sovalo Tume. There's a concept, if something is Tume already, and something is a Tume Chamure, it's an Ava Tume, and then it will touch an Av, and will become a Rishon, it cannot become a Rishon after it's an Av. Because there's a concept of sovala tumah, it's saturated with tumah already, so it can't get a lesser tumah can't be chal in it. It can't be an av and a rishon. The other way it could be, if let's say first it was Azov touched it, so that would become a rishon tumah, and then the Azov sat on it, so then it'll become a mochamadik tumah. But if it was first a more chamadik tumah, and then the you want a tumah kala, a smaller tumah to be chal, there's no such din, that's called savala tumah. This is going to bring a multitude of rayas. It cannot be chal a tumah kala on something which has in it already a tumah chamulah. So Taisvah says, so that's what Rabbi Yossi had said. That's what Rabbi Yossi had said, that If Azov touched it, so then it would be Tomei als Maga Medres. That means if he touched it before it became a Medres, or Bepasachas, then both are Chal. But if he touched it later, it won't be Chal. And Agavuche, that is not like Rashi. Rashi says clear, not like that. Rashi says, Amushinoga by Azov, Baragle Om Shedores Olam, Oila Acha Shedores Olam. Rashi seems to say, not like that. Okay. Rashi's a problem. But let us see, now Tosis is going to bring Rayas to this Yisod. Diktani b'Baraisa. We learned in a Baraisa Menoches. Moide Rabbi Yosi b'shnei sadinim amekupolim u'menochim zel zel. There were two sadinim. The mekupolim is very unclear, but there were two sadinim, and one was over the other. V'yoshav aleihem Azov, and Azov sat on them. שאליין תומי מדרס, והתחתן תומי מדרס ומגה מדרס, דבדמון אס תומי מדרס ומגה מדרס, פירש שיש עבר בין הסדינים, שמנוחים על גבי קונדוסים זה למעלה מזה, ויושב זוב על העליין, עד שהכביד העליין שנוגע בתחתי. Now, let us understand what we're talking about. We're talking about like this. We have here two sardinim. And they are being supported by kondesim. You have two sardinim. It looks something like a chuppah, but not such a tort. You have two sardinim, and they're supported by four posts. And underneath it, right underneath it, you have another. Then you have one sardin supported by four posts, and underneath it, there's a hefsek aver, and you have another sardin that's supported by four posts. Now, when the zov stands on the top sardin, when the zov stands on the top sardin, so the top sardin, let's say there was a pshutei kliyot, so the top sardin is mekabel tumas medras from the zov. Fine. Top sardin is mekabel tumas medras from the zov. As the weight of the zov presses down, so it will press down on the lower sardin. When the weight presses down on the lower sardin, so now the lower sardin is mekabel two tumis. First of all, now the lower sardin is medras hazov, because the weight of the zov is on the lower sardin also. The top sardin goes down and he's now putting his weight on the lower sardin, so the lower sardin is mekabel. The lower sardin just now touched the top sardin, which was already tomei als medras hazov. So the lower sardin has on it two tumis. It's medras hazov and maga medras hazov. It the zov put his weight, the weight lamaisa when the top sardin caves in a little bit. And now the zov is putting his weight is bearing on the lower sardin, so the lower sardin is mekabel tumas medras from the zov, and it also is touching when it caves in, so it's touching the top sardin, which is tumei medras hazov. So it says there that the top sardin is tumei tumas medras hazov. The bottom sardin is tomei tumas medras hazov, and mage medras. It touched the top sardin. So it's tomei mage medras hazov. So kan shoyel aben, so why doesn't the top sardin also become tomei as mage medras hazov? Because the top sardin, when the bottom is touching the top is touching the bottom. Is the teretz avolo tumei? The top sardin, it was already tomei medras hazov. So memeile, it can't be mekabel now mage medras hazov, because it's avalatume. Since it is already an avatume, it will not be mekabel, now it will become a rishin latume. The bottom sardin, bevas achas, is mekabel. It's not called avalatume, bevas achas, when the top sardin touches the bottom sardin, it becomes at that second medras hazov and mage medras hazov. So you see clearly that there's such a concept of sovolotume and of sovolotume. Let us see again what Tosfos says. The Ketani Bebraisa, Moida Rav Yosi b'shnei sardinim amukupolim amunachim zel ze, v'yoshav aleim hazov, שאליין תומי מדרס, פתחתן תומי מדרס, ובאגה מדרס. ובאגה מדרס. פרש שיש אוויר בין הסדינים שמונוחים על גבי קונדוסים, There's space between the two sardinim, which are lying on posts. There le maile mize. The yoshav zov al ha'elyayim. And the zov sat on the top sardin. Ad shehichbit ha'elyayim, till the elyayim caved in, or shenoga betachtayim. Uchigoyim shepshutei kliyets mafsik beinoy le sardinim. And the l'cheir is a magazov. For the, if he's sitting, is if he's sitting, if he has a beggar, the beggar is also, Tomei Medres. Now speaking about this Pshutekli 8, this Pshutekli 8 on the, between the Zov and the Sadin Elyon. So the Sadin Elyon was not Mekabel Tumis Magazov from the Zov. Beinele sadin, the be'el yoin, so by the top sadin, kom kodam ha-medres le-maga. First was mekabel tumas medres, then the maga medres will come when it touches the bottom sadin. O betachtim boim be-basachas, she-hichpid al ha-el yoin, ad she-higia le-tachtim, and then is nitmo the tachtim, is nitmo medres machmas hazov, ומגה מדרס מן הסדין העליין, שניים בואים בבסחס. Yeah. So, ממילא, so, there's a member of Rabbi Yossi, so you see clearly that there's a concept of Sovalotume, Sovalotume. The top sadin that was Medres Azov will not become Tomei Mage Medres when it touches the bottom sadin. Because it's already, so it already was Medras Azov. The bottom sadim, when it touches the top sadim, so it's Mekabel, Bebasachas, these two tumis, it's Medras, Magem Medras. Umikore, so Taisva says that really, if you look at the sugya, before the Gemara had a shaila, if there's such a concept of Sovalotum. Umikore the kava boy le mivshet boy the isorin shecholkoi venitma echad mehem vinicha bebisa vechazar tvoyoin venagar betome miyemrin en sovelei tumme oiloi vyitma gamchele kasheni deitziref kli. Period. Before we go further, let's understand what we're talking about now. The Gemara class is a very interesting shayla. The Gemara class a shayla that, let's say, there was a mincha that was an isorim. Right? Mincha was an isorim. He went and he split up the isorim. So now we have two halves. He put this half a isorim, a tvul yain touched it. A tvul yain touched half of the isorim, so now this half of the isorim is touched. Fine. Now, he took a bisa, which is a kli shoris, and he put in this kli shoris, he put in the two half isroinim. One half on one side, one half on the other side, they're not touching. Fine. So half of the soren is tome, half of the soren is toyer. Now the same tvul yaim went and touched the tome dike half isoren. Now what's the shayla? There's a murdika shayla. The halacha is, by a klishoris, is kaf achas. Kol ma shebekaf nasa achas. There's a din of a tzir of kli by kotch. Let's explain what this is. Let's talk about a case of chulin and then appreciate the case of kotch. But let's talk about gora poshet halacha. A person, a tummy person touches an apple. So he touched the apple, the top of the apple. Now is the whole apple tummy? Definitely. I just touched the top. But the whole apple is one entity. So if he touches the top of the apple, the whole apple is tummy. Now let's say a person has a cup full of granules, a cup full of flour. And he touches one granule of flour. So that became tame. the next granule that's next to it, if this became a rishon, it'll become a sheni. The next granule could become a shlishi, but that's it. It won't, since each granule is a different entity, so memela, so if you just touch one granule, so that's it. That is tamei, and the rest, it's only metamet, and you can all go to a sheni, a shlishi. By kochim, there's a chiddush kaf achas. Kol masha bekaf nasa achas. So what does that mean? So that means if I have a klishoris that's full of flour, and I touch one granule of flour, so the whole kaf, it's like an apple. Kol masha bekaf nasa achas. So just like I was matama everything. Fine. Becomes one. But now the Gemara klaza shayla. The Gemara klaza shayla, he had over here, he put the two half Yisroinis and one Klishos. They're not touching each other. Now, if nothing would be Tomei, nothing would be Tomei, and a Tomei would go and touch, a Tomei would touch one granule, so everything would be Tomei, because that's the Chiddush of a Klish, Kol Masha Bekaf Nasa Achas. There's a separation. It's Gonish Megonish. Whatever is in the Kaf becomes one big unit. Then there will be any shayla. Everything is tummy. Now what did he do? He touched the half Yisroel which was tummy already. He touched it before, 5 minutes ago. Now he touched it again. So is there a concept of savolot tumeh? So he didn't do anything now. He wasn't metameh. The tumeh is there from before. So it's nothing. So the other half will remain toyer. He wasn't metameh now. If there's no concept of savolot tumeh, so he's metamed now. There's a new tumeh. He's metamed now again. So then the other half would become tumeh. That is the shayla of the gemara. So the gemara over there has a shayla of savolot tumeh. And the gemara is mefalpo. So l'chayre, we have a raya from this thing which we just mentioned by Shtei Sadinim. Shtei Sadinim, we say there is a concept of savolot tumeh. So Taisus says the Gemara didn't know this yet. That's what Taisus is going to say. Umikore the kaver boy le mifshit boy di sorin shecholkei benit ma'echad mehem vehinicha bebisa. V'chazar tvu yoyim v'noga betomei, mi yamrinin sovelei tuma oiloi, v'yitma gam chelek ha'sheni dey tziruv kli, u'poshat mi masnisin. There the Gemara wanted to be poshat from a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The sadin tomei medras. It says like this. There was a sadin that was a tomei medras. Sha'aso viloy. That means like this. You had a sadin before, and the sadin was aimed to sit on. So it's tummy to miss metals. Then he decided he's not going to use it anymore to sit on. He's going to make it a curtain. He's going to make it a curtain, a partition. So my man, he did a maisa also. So it's not roy anymore to sit on. It's a partition. So my male is, so it lost the Tumas Medras, lost Tumas Medras, because it's not Roy Le Medras anymore, it's not Oymed Le Medras, so Mela lost Tumas Medras. So it says like this. So now we have here a Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yose. Ramei held that when it was still Tomei Tumas Medras, so it was also Tomei Maga Medras, because it touched itself, it touched the surrounding Chalokim. So Ramei held that when it was Tomei Medras, was Tomei Medras and Maga Medras. Now you made it a V-line, so it's not Tomei Medras, but Tomei Maga Medras. That's what Rameya says. Now let's see. Rabbi Yosi is Chaylik. V'poshit mimas nisin, the sadin Tomei Medras, shaso V-line, toyer mina Medras, avo Tomei Maga Medras. That's what Rameya says. Oma Rabbi Yosi, v'chi eze Medras nogaze, it's Tomei Maga Medras. Since where did it touch a Medras? אלו שאם נוגע בו יעזוב תמי, אף עזוב אותו שנעו ביתו. So my love, afilu lipsoif. I mean, so the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Yossi is saying that afilu at first became a medrash, and then Azov touched it, it would be tomei magazov. So you see, there's no concept of sovelotume. Taisva says, the Gemara wants to say, there's no concept of sovelotume. So Taisva says, akatl yoda baraisa dishnei sadinim. The Mukhbedid lechayel lepsoif mage medres tequila medres tachom. That a mage medres can't be chal on medres tachom. Okay. Al Kaponim, Toisvus has a whole sugya in Menoches. There's a concept of sovelotume. That means if this beged first is an avatume, and then you want to make it a rishin letume, it won't become tome. The basachas, it could be chal. But Pesach Hazet, a kal is not chal anachom. Ve'im toima. That's what Taisa said. There's a din of sovel or tume saturated with tume and will not become a lesser tume. Ve'im toima. The beshili ha'ir va'oreitev. Tanya ha'choitech kizayis bosor me'eva minachai. Chishev olov va'achakach chotchoi tume. Porech tumes beis astorimi o mishani remei hashti heichel chai lacha machshove tumes oichlem dekil a tumes eva min achai dechome. Now let's explain what the Gemara is speaking about over there. An eva min achai, which is an ava tume, it's like an avela. An eva min achai is only called an eva for there are three components. Bosa, gidim, batome. A neva min achai is not oimed lachila, it's also bachil. So it's not an oichel. There's tumas, hey, there's a tumas of neva min achai, but here's a tumas nevela. There's tumas nevela. Doesn't have a shame oichel, because it's not oimed lachila. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, now this person who had this neva min achai, which is made out of bosa, gidon, batzomas, he decides, he's going to eat or give tagoi the meat. There's meat here also. It's a shot. He's going to give the meat to a goy to eat. Right. So the minute he thinks he's going to give the meat to the goy, so now he's mechashevit lachila. So gets a shame oichel. It gets a shame oichel. Right. Now he cuts off the meat. So the Gemara says, so even though, now let's talk about the meat, even though the meat now does not have tumis eva minachai, because it's not an eva, it's only a bosa, it's not eva minachai, but it'll have tumas oichlim because it was mekabel tume from the eva. When was the mekabel tume from the eva? So the Gemara says, according to Rameya, it's a tumis beis astorim. So that means, let us be megashim the Indian. Let's say 1 o'clock, it was not oimed lachila. So the whole thing, the bosa, gidon, batzomis, is tomei eva minachai. 5 after 1, he decides, this bosa is machashim this bosa lachila. 5 after 1, before he cuts off the bosa, so now it gets a shame oichel. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, oh, that's an oichel. So now it's mekabel tume from the eva. So now got a din of a tumas oichle. It's now got a din of tumas oichle. Right? So he cuts off the boso. So now the boso, even though it's no more eva minachai, even though it's not an ava tume, but lemaise, it's a tzarishin latume. Because the minute I got Hashem oichle is mekabel tumas oichle bechiburim from the eva. That's what the Gemara says. Like Toisvus, let's see how he's saying it. Toisvus, I'm really kekashe. But 5 after 1, when he was mechashiv, he's going to eat it. But it's still 5 after 1 before he cut it off. It had a shame eva also. Before he cut it off, it's an eva. So 5 after 1, when he was mechashiv, that it should be an oichel, it can't be mekabel tumas oichlim because it's avalotume. It's an avatume. And an Ava Tumme cannot be Mekabel, cannot become a Rishon LaTumme. Calls man it an Ava Tumme. So, why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, this basal, after you cut it off, is a Rishon LaTumme, because it touched the Aver Bechiburai, it touched the Aver when it was Mechuba. When it touched the Aver, it couldn't be Mekabel Tumme then. Because then it was an Ava Tumme, because it was a Chelik of the Aver. So there's a din of Savala Tumme. So how is it Mekabel Tumme? This is Taisvis Kash. Let's see in the main. Vim Taima, the Beshili Ha'il Varoitev Tanya. Achoitech Kizayis Boso Me'eva Minachai. Chishev Olo. He was mechashev before we cut it that it's going to be eaten. And then he cut it, so it's tummy. The Gemara asked, when was it mekabel tummy? So the Gemara says, tummy's base has sorry me. From 5 to 1 it was mechashev. So how was it mekabel tummy? So tummy's base has sorry. Mishani Rameir. It's going according to Rameir. The Rameir holds that a tummy's base has sorry is mekabel tummy. Fractoisvis vahashti heichel chai lacha marshova tumas oichlem the kill. How can tumas oichlem, which is kill, how can that be chal and the evim in a chai, which is a dinavela? A tumas evim in a chai the choma. That is toisvis kashe. Toisvis brought a multitude of rayas that a tumme kal cannot be chal and a tumme chamura of the concept of savulatum. Now, Taisvis says two terutzim. Let us say the first terutz and try a little to understand it. So Taisvis says a very interesting terutz. The tumas oichlim chomer sheroi litztarev impoches mikebeya oichlim avol koidem sheyechosh avoleyem loyo yeroi litztarev. Now, I'd like to explain what I understand and then what I don't understand. But let's go by droge. Let's go backwards. If an oichel, in order to be mekabel tumme, has to be a kebeya. Has to be kebeya in order to be mekabel tumme. I think that the Chazal use a muscle, perhaps one that's a little better, with botzek. Botzek is a teres oichel. And you'll wrap it around another oichel, a botek that's poches mekebeya, and you'll wrap it around something that's a bimashlam kebeya, so that now it gets a din of a kebeya, and it's mekabel tumme. That is a poshet din. Now, Taisvis says like this. Taisvis says, if you wouldn't be mechashiv this bosa for an oichel, he's not going to eat the bosa, he's not going to eat the bosa. So it's a chelik of an aver, it's a chelik of an aver, and an aver is an ava tumme. What will be the din if I'll take the aver? Let's say for all practical purposes, the whole aver is a kizayis for practical purposes, and I have dough that's less than a kebeya. And I'll cover this aver now together with this, the aver I'll cover with the dough. Now it's a kebeya. So the din is, the dough will not be mekabel tumme. Zuk the chazainish and kalim, why not? For two reasons. Number one, they don't have the same shir tumme. And number two, they don't have the same type of tumme. That means the dough has to be mekabel tumme's oichlim. The aver is mekabel, is an aver minachai. You can't unite a pear and a peach. It doesn't work. So mele, they have two types of tumis, two shiurim of tumme. So mele, if I want to be mechabel, the dough to the aver minachai, the dough will not be mekabel tumme, because it's poches mekabeya. And the aver minachai cannot be mashlam deshir, since it's different, it has a different shir and a different tumme, they can't combine. Zoktoisvis. But, if I was mechashiv, that I want to eat the basa, So now the bosa already, now the bosa already has tumas oichlamanit. So now this bosa could combine with the bosa to make a beya of oichlam. Because this is all, this is oichlam, and this is an oichlam. So Taisva says as follows. Taisva says, the whole concept of Savalatume, that a kal can't be chal on a chomel, that means if the kal is taki kal from the chomel. But if this kal has a chomel, what the chomel doesn't have, this could be mashlim to a kebeya of tumas oichlim. And now that will be mekabel tume. And the chomel does not have this koyach to make that the beya should be mekabel tume. So memele, it's not cool that a tume kalo is chal on a tume chamura, because this tume soichlim is a chayme, what the chamo doesn't have. So it's called shovim. Let's say it's called shovim, the levaya wants to say. So then, by shovim could be it's chal, or whatever it is. That's what Taisus wants to say. So Taisus asked the kasha, and let's go back to the kasha. Taisus asked the kasha, that good, according to Rameya, the Bosor is Mekabel Tume. The Bosor is Mekabel Tume from the Eivah, but the Bosor alone is Tume, Tumas Eivah Minachai. So how could the Tumas Oichlam be Chal and the Tumas Eivah Minachai? So Toysu says, no, Tumas Oichlam is not called a Kal Lagavi Eivah Minachai, because it has in itself this Choymer, that it could be mitzurif now to a pochis mikabeya oichlim, now the pochis mikabeya will be mikabeltum. That's what Taisus says. That's the Ivrin Taisus. Ledavoini, I don't understand. One nekuda, I don't understand. What does Taisus mean? Taisus mean, we'll take now this kezayis, some of the choytach basa, and we'll cover it with do pochis mikabeya, and now it's a kebeya. Now, does Taisvis mean that now you have a kebeya of oichlim, so if a sheretz will touch the dough, so the sheretz will be mekabel to, the sheretz will be metame the dough, because the dough now is a sheer kebeya. If Taisvis means that, fine, that I understand. But then, so it's not the tumas oichlim that's more chomer. Taisvis says the tumas, Taisvis says that the tumas oichlim, the tumas oichlim chomel, not talking about the tumas oichlim. I got a shame oichl, so now it become mitzurif to a pochus mekebei. Got a shame, but not tumas oichlim. They said a problem. How is the tumas oichlim chal on the bosel? It's savala tume. So Taisvah seems to say that there's a chayim because of the tumas oichlim. Now this tumas oichlim, which is a kezayis, will not be matama the kebei. A kezayis is not matama. Need the kebei to be matama. So what is this chaymer? So I don't understand Taisvus. Taisvus says, since it got now a tumas oichlim, this is a chaymer that can come betzurif to a pochus mikebeya oichlim. I mean, what is the chaymer of this, what is the chaymer of this kezayis now? I mean, l'chayre can't be metame the pochus mikebeya because need a kebeya to be metame. Unless you'll say, which I don't think is true, but since the poches mikebeya oichlim becomes united with this kezayis boso, and since the kezayis boso is tome, so we consider this like one big oichel, and it's tome, it's the tumah of the kezayis boso, al smagan avela. It's not that the boss is metame the bosek, but I don't know if this is true. So that I don't understand clearly pshat and taisvus.